Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. Deuteronomy 7 and 3 says, do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters nor your sons to them, and do not take their daughters or do not take their sons. I seen a pastor do a message recently where he talked about how the black basketball players and the black football players, and you know, see all these black celebrities, he said they always want a white woman and they try to take a white woman as a wife. And this was a white pastor. I'm gonna put the video in so y'all can see it.
It's a pitiful thing. Not holy, not wonderful, and everybody should do it. Friends, it's worldly. Why is it so many black basketball stars, black football stars, black baseball stars want a white wife? Why? Lord have mercy. It's another defiance of God's law. It is a worldly way. And then it creeps over into the message. Tell me what's the difference in preaching against bobbed hair, painted face, shorts, all this, that, and other, being worldly. And we let this worldly means come right in. And we're afraid to say one thing about it. And let me tell you right up front, any of you young people, you want to marry a black man, you girls, don't ask me to do it, because I will not. I refuse. I cannot do it with a conscience toward God and look these quotes in the face. You white brothers, you find a black sister, you want to marry an African or whatever more, don't ask Brother Donnie. I'll quit church. Suit yourself. I'd rather you quit than me get in trouble with God. Well, glory.
And he said that by them intermarrying with those white women, he said they were sinning, and they were sinning against God. And he said that they ever want him to do one of those weddings, he said that he would refuse to do it because it is a sin against God. Now, what is sin? Sin in 1 John 3 and 4 says that sin is the transgression of God's laws. That's what sin is. So when somebody says, hey, you've committed a sin, you can only sin if you do something that is forbidden of God's laws, commandments, and statutes. That's also in Leviticus 5 and 17. I want you to hear this real quick. The prayer of Azariah 1, 6 through 7. For we have sinned and committed iniquity, departing from thee. In all things we have trespassed and not obeyed thy commandments, nor kept them, neither done as thou hast commanded us, that it might go well with us. God's laws, commandments, and statutes are found in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. Therefore, when it says in Deuteronomy, listen to me what I'm saying. Therefore, when it says in Deuteronomy 7 and 3 that you shall not enter in marriage with them, you shall not marry a woman from another nation or another nationality, you have sinned against God. Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. I'm going somewhere.
Interracial marriage is a sin. You might not like it. I know many of our brothers and sisters are descendants of interracial relationships. And in entertainment, well, look, a lot of them, if there's 10 black athletes, at least I'd say 7 of them marry outside their race.
Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. I'm going somewhere. I know this is controversial. God help me, but would you rather follow God or follow man in these last days? You better hear what thus saith the Lord. Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. Exodus 34 and 15. Again, do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land or other nations, for they will prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to them. They will invite you and you will eat their sacrifices. Listen to this. And when you take some of their daughters as brides for your sons, their daughters will prostitute themselves to their gods and cause your sons to do the same. So what is God saying? God's saying, do not marry them. Do not go into covenant with them, because their ideals and their principles, they will cause you to start following after their ways and not after the ways of the Most High God. Do you understand that?
Are all white people racist?
100%. How can you be a white South African and not be racist? And I don't mean that in the way of you necessarily consciously think that black people are inferior. I mean that there is just no way that you could have been born into this society without internalizing racist assumptions.
God's main issue, the Most High's main issue with interracial marriage, is that it would cause you to go after the ways of other nations. It would cause you to be more like them and less like how the Most High God made you. That would be like if you marry an American today. Oh my God, so many American values that they have today that are such or anti-Christ, that are anti-God, that would have you following after the ways of America, after the ways of the British. Lord, help me. 1 Kings 11:2. These women were from the nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not marry with them, for surely they will turn your heart after their gods. Yet Solomon clung to these women in love. Solomon clung to many women. God, Solomon had multiple wives, hundreds of wives. God never chastised him once for having multiple wives. Abraham had multiple wives. David had multiple wives. Israel had multiple wives. Oh God, the list goes on. Moses had multiple wives. Lamech, Noah's dad, had multiple wives. The list goes on and on of men in the Bible who had multiple wives. A man having multiple wives isn't a sin. But God was upset with Solomon because the women that he married, oh, Lord, help me. He was in interracial marriage. And oh, my God, he was having interracial marriages. He was marrying women of different races, of different nationalities, cultures, and creeds, and that they were taking his heart, his mind, his spirit away from the Most High God. Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. Oh, God, it's forbidden in the Bible.
I think the oversaturation of white-centered interracial couples in media and advertising is not only propaganda, but could also be sending a very problematic message.
You ever see a black woman married to a white man? I've lived in America my whole freaking life. I've never seen a black woman married to I've never seen a black woman married to a white man that was for black people. Not ever. Not ever. Matter of fact, on the slave plantation, the black woman who was sleeping with the white man was called a bed wench. And the masters of the slave plantation, look at this, because a lot of people don't know this. The masters of the slave plantation normally put the bed wench in charge of the slaves. Normally, the bed wench was the overseer of the slave plantation. A lot of people don't know this, and nobody talks about this. You know why? Because he knew that her loyalty was to him and not to the slaves, because she was sleeping with him. That's why you see Kamala Harris as vice president, because her husband is a white man. That's why you see the black woman they put on the Supreme Court, because her husband is a white man. That's why you see they even made the black woman a press secretary, because she was a homosexual to a white woman. Look at Clarence Thomas. He's a Supreme Court justice as well. He's been a Supreme Court justice dang near my whole life, and you ain't never seen him do one thing for the black man or the black woman since he's had one of the most powerful seats in the whole country. I'm trying to show you that who you sleep with is who your loyalty is to. That even somebody at the highest level, Supreme Court Justice, highest level you could possibly be in America, he didn't even have no power. He ain't even did nothing for us because he is married to a white woman. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. Candace Owens, married to a white man and a white Jewish man at that. You see why they let her speak on Fox News and why she can speak on CNN and MSNBC and go viral on YouTube and all these different things. Her loyalty is to them, not to us. I'm not picking on her specifically or none of them women specifically, and many of them probably wouldn't even deny what I'm saying, because I've been in the same situation as them. God, help me preach this thing. I've been married to white women, have dated a numerous amount of white women. You know, most of the people that talk about this subject, right? Anytime you talk to a black dude about this subject, right? He think you hating. Oh, you just mad. You hating. You know what I mean? I got these white women out here. You know what I'm saying? I got me some snow. You know, I got this white girl out here on deck. You know, you hating. You know, they think you hating, right? Hopefully coming from me, they can understand. Look, I'm not hating at all. Look, I guarantee you, more than anybody watching this video, I don't care if they're a football player, basketball player, I'd have been with more white women than them. That's how many. I've been outside. I've been outside for a long time, okay? And it's never been a problem. We can walk in the club right now. You can bring whoever you want with you. I walk right up to one right now if you wanted me to, okay? So I'm trying to show you. I'm not hating at all. I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord, thy God. Lord, help me preach this thing. And you know what's funny about this whole situation, right? Like I said, I was married to a white woman before, right? And all glory to God, I came out of it. And not until I was going over this sermon and writing this sermon did I understand why God let me go through what I went through. I had to come out of that sin. Most importantly, I had to come out of her, my people. Do you hear what I'm saying? Out of her ideals, out of her principles, out of her ways, come out of her, my people, so that you do not share in the plagues that she is about to receive, for her sins are piled up to the heavens. I remember, oh my God, being married to a white woman. I remember when, you know, you would say things like, when I would say things like, our country. You're taking on her ideals, her principles. And you're having a conversation with somebody, you say, you know, our founding fathers, you a black man, you remember talking about, you know, our founding fathers, the way our founding fathers did the Constitution. You hear him, Brandon Tatum, and you know what I mean? I was in the same world. Don't get it twisted. I was in that same world with them. I'm not throwing them under the bus. Not even a little bit am I throwing them under the bus. They can repent. They can come back to the Most High God, to the Lord. I'm just trying to tell you that I was in the same indoctrination. I've been in that same mindset. I was in the United States Army for 6 years. Of course I was indoctrinated, married to a white woman while I was in there. Of course I was indoctrinated. Issue me one. Hey, here you go, here's your white girl. It's like when you join the basketball team, when you become the NBA star, hey, your white girls, it's an issue, right? So it's like, oh, look, I'm doing well. And then all the parties you go to, all the black men got white girls. And all the parties you go to is white people, and they treating you nice and kind. And sweet, you know, they, and everything is, you're like, wow, they love me in America. Wow. No, they feel like you one of them. You're acting like one of them. The principles, the ideals, the things you believe in, our league. You hear the LeBron them saying stuff like, our league. Y'all don't own the NBA. How's your league? It's owned by all white Jewish men. How do you own the league? You see, when they become rappers, they get the white woman and, you know, our hip hop, you know, they love us, you know, our record label. It ain't your record label. You don't own nothing, right? You see what I'm saying? You should own the whole, oh Lord, help me preach this thing. My point is, you end up taking on her ideals because her ideals is the dominant culture in the country that you're in, period. And that will take you away from the Most High God, his laws, his commandments, and his statutes, mainly because the country that you live in is completely anti-Christ, is completely against God. It's Satan. It's a sinful nation. That's why I read for you Revelations 18 and 4 and says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive her plagues. These are the last days. God help me preach this thing. These are the last days. Interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. These are the last days. And ultimately, you want to follow God and not man. I read for you the plain text. I didn't interpret it for you. I gave you the plain text of God's word, his laws, his commandments and statutes. You choose what you want to do with it. But I don't know if you also know that God allows a man. He never allows a woman to be able to divorce her husband for no circumstances. But he allows a man to be able to, as a matter of fact, I want to do a message one day called God is Sexist, and I can prove it with so many different scriptures. And the real feminists, they know this. They know what I'm talking about, right? Many scriptures, a woman can't even enter to a contract without a man. I'm talking about no contract. But interracial marriage is forbidden in the Bible. But check this out. I want you to see something real quick. Because God doesn't want the woman to take you away from his laws, commandments, his statute from following after him, right? But God also allows you as a man to dissolve any marriage that takes you away from him. He says that if your wife doesn't want to follow after the ways of the Lord, then you can divorce her. Oh my God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the main reason is that the Most High God wants your loyalty to be to him, his laws, his commandments, and his statutes, and to his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, who is coming to redeem us soon. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Bible study for this week. Hopefully I didn't go too long. Hopefully it's not too controversial. But I will talk to y'all soon. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I'm sorry that I even have to cut it off right there. What a message. I had to cut it short. I didn't want it to be long. Y'all know I can get long-winded. I can talk forever. And I do go in extensive, a lot longer in this message on my exclusive channel at leodunsonministries.com. You can also go to ministries.leodunson.com. But just go to my exclusive channel. You can tune into this full message in its entirety. It's really, really good. You're going to love it. I hope that this clip, knowing this clip was kind of long, but I do pray that it was edifying and that it was inspirational in getting you closer to the Most High God. Thank you for tuning in. I will talk to you guys soon. See y'all next time. Shalom.